Hi, everybody. Here we are again with another wonderful BBS program. And the day's date today is the 26th of January, 2013. So let's do a clearing for emotional stuff that you may have dealt with. And being Monday, hopefully it's not too much, but here we go. So, clearing out the energy. Now, you need to think of something naturally. Otherwise, nothing will get cleared. So, here we go. Think of something. So, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Now, we could do a clearing for pain. So you would need to think of a situation that you have dealing with pain. We'll see if we'll have one or the other here, so I don't want to leave anybody out in case they didn't have an emotional stuff. Hopefully you don't have any, but here we go. Could have pain. So releasing pain if we can in the one area. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Let's bring up the light beams. And if you have only one of them up, then that'll be male energies. There'll be three males coming to you to give you peace into your room. So here we go, male energies. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next will be the non-gender. And there are actually three light beams too. So stronger, stronger, stronger and stronger. And then the third light being will be female. One female energy will come. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So we'll see if our co-host is out there today. You out there around, Elizabeth?
Yes, Ron. Good evening, everybody. I'm here, and I'm very happy to be spending another hour with everybody here on the Healing Highway on bbsradio.com station 1. We are live tonight. And as Ron said, it's Monday, January 26th, 2015. And we have a great hour of Q&A coming up for you tonight. You can check out Ron's website, creationlightship.com. You can send us, email us your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and you can also use our wonderful CLS chat, which is accessible through the link on both Ron's website and our BBS radio homepage. So glad you could join us all tonight on the Healing Highway. And Ron, thank you so much for the sample clearings and for activating the light beings. And our wonderful moderator has put a link to that in our CLS chat, so you can access it there. If you don't have that up already, Ron has just activated those for peace energy for you and your space. And Ron, I wonder if we could do a sample mental clearing for everybody tonight.
Okay, so mental. So this is normally the mental clearings is for what you're thinking about, maybe kind of over and over again. It could be like a thought that terrifies you. Think of something and you go, uh-oh. So that could be anything. So just think of something that kind of bothers you. Remember, because that mental thought energy that you have, that thought, will then activate your energetic bodies. So, don't want to get that thought. So that's the main button. When you get that thought, then what does it do? Then you go into anger or fear, some type of cause and effect relationship with life here. And those are all energetic bodies that are attached to you to help preserve and protect your physical body, even though it may look like it's a really negative thing. If you didn't have these bodies, you probably wouldn't last more than a couple of years after your birth as people do psychic attacks. So here we go. think of that one thought, and we'll clear that thought away. I'll give you a little bit of relief. So here we go, releasing that one thought that you have. Oh, remember, that thought is the catalyst to bring everything forward. So here we go, releasing that one thought. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. I'll let you all dumbed out, feel much better.
Thanks, Ron. And yeah, that's just a sample of the mental body clearing, which is available as a full lifetime clearing, should say whole lifetime clearing, on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. So if you want to check that out, you can just type in mental in the search box above the healing login on the left side of the page, and that'll take you to a direct link. I know a lot of our East Coast listeners have been writing in about the weather, and I think maybe a lot of people have been timeline crashing that or doing the gray skies clearing on the East Coast. I'm just wondering if any of our East Coast listeners have been doing that and what the results have been. So maybe you guys could type something into the fast chat if you've been doing that. Because they were forecasting some really tough weather, and so far it hasn't been that bad. So I'm just wondering if people have been doing that. It would be helpful to know. And also, Ron just did an 8-hour healing intensive call yesterday. He does this every month, and it's a series of three Sundays, consecutive Sundays, and they're really wonderful calls. And it's an 8-hour lightship healing call. And I think we have a couple testimonials for that, Ron. So I think actually a few questions about that. So if you would like, we can just go right into that.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll just ask people, if you're back east, I had one person connect with me today, and they said, yep, the snow is the fake snow again like we had last year and the year before.
Huh.
So if you happen to pick the snow up, and it feels like styrofoam balls, and you close it in your hand, and it kind of feels a little different, but it's sort of like it's okay. But there's no real water base to it.
Interesting.
We'll see if we have any comments where the snow really has no water in it, but it's the fake snow. So I wonder what agency is doing that. Anyway, they probably have three letters. Alphabetical soup agencies. I won't get into that, but I wouldn't eat it, definitely, you know. So, I used to say, you know, don't eat the yellow snow. Now it's don't eat snow, period, you know. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Very interesting, Ron. And yes, I have noticed that, and I wonder if anybody else has either. There's very strange phenomenon weather-wise that have been going on. So if anybody has noticed that or has experienced this, let us know on the fast chat, or if you want to send us a testimonial on how you've been using the clearings to sort of deal with the weather and these kinds of holographic fake snow type of things, let us know at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So very interesting. I am going to go to the email now, and we do have a question here about the close of the 8-hour conference call. So someone's asking, hi, what does Ron mean at the end of the 8-hour conference call when he says, get the bathwater ready and then drain it?
Well, we do bathwater at the end of the show, and a lot of times people's bathtubs could be cool or cold. Depends on, you know, how your bathroom is situated in your house. So if your tub's against the wall of your house, it'll probably, and if it's a steel tub, you know, porcelain tub, it might be very cool and cold. So when you put the water in there, you want to first warm it up and drain it out and run new water. So that's just up to you, because some people have commented that, yeah, they put in hot water and it comes out lukewarm. So they need to warm the tub up first. That's the reason why we drain the water out. And, you know, if that's not an issue for anybody, then the one water is perfectly fine. That's why we do that. Especially like if you're in Canada, you know, and it's below zero, chances are, you know, you may want to get that tub a little warmer. So back to you.
Yeah, okay. So that's if you want to warm up the bathtub and then wash off all the stuff that's been cleared off of you during the eight-hour conference call. Because I think you also take breaks on the call for people to take showers too, Ron, if they have showers.
We do one or two breaks, normally one break for about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Clean off the energy. That's normally around 3 to 4 hours before the call ends. So.
Yeah. And it really does make a difference. I know, like, a lot of the times, like, when you're living in a city, the first thing you kind of want to do when you get home is take a shower. And I think it's not so much, well, I know a lot of cities are pretty dirty, but I think a lot of it is just you've been picking up all the energy of the people, or you've been bumping into people on the train or whatever, and you kind of just want to clear off all that, I guess, like auric static from everybody. So that's kind of what happens on the calls, is you're releasing a lot, and the shower and the bath are kind of a way to cleanse off all that stuff that is released as you get cleared off. It's a great way of looking at the clearings, because I think, you know, I've heard them described as like you're taking a shower, like when you go in the light chamber, which you'll have an opportunity to do because Ron is going to be at a couple of upcoming expos in February and March, and it really does get a lot of that stuff off of you. Someone says they saw a picture on Yahoo today from New York City in an 1888 blizzard. Could this storm be a copy and paste storm? Yeah, I saw that too. It's a very interesting question.
Yeah, it's a very possible. Remember, they can drop in timelines into your timeline. So, not familiar with that, then think of the last time you lost something, like your keys or purse or clothes or your car when you went shopping, you know, and then all of a sudden it reappears or the stuff comes back to you. Those are timelines that the stuff is on. So, you're already experiencing the timeline abductions and the way they can bring in timelines and take them away. So, yeah, the copy and paste is one way to look at it. It's really simple to think about it since we have computers and we copy and paste things. But, yes, it's very possible they could be bringing that in over again. Maybe they already have their data since they live in time. Know how much torture they caused people in 1888. Interesting how there'd be a bunch of eights there. And they may want to do the same thing over again to see if they can catch more people with the same result. But yes, it's very possibly it could be that. Well, back to you, Elizabeth.
Oh, wow. That's pretty advanced. And I'm sure it happens more than we realize. So I guess what you would want to do there is timeline crash and just do the free gray skies healing. And maybe even the satellite and the Earth Protect timeline crashes. Okay, so moving on to the next question. This is kind of an interesting one, Ron. It's a totally different topic, and this listener is wondering, "Hi, Ron, I would like to ask what healing I can do to speak to plants. I really would like to have the ability to communicate with plants and hear them talk. Just to look at them and start talking and having them respond, just like we humans talk to each other."
Well, you may want to first ask the plant if they want to do that, okay? And maybe the plant could somehow become, or show you a way, connect with you some way, get the information somehow through the divas in the plant world. So you just put that out there and just see what they can do.
Yeah, and I know like a different American.
And as you do more clearings, remember they're not going to want to come to you with emotions.
Right.
So if you haven't, you know, done your emotional clearing, or there's other issues that you have. Remember, you're just, remember, there's a psychic attack to anything. You know, animals or a cat, when you try to communicate, especially something that really cannot move. Remember, plants don't move. They're stuck where they are. Where a dog or cat, if you try to communicate with a dog or cat, they can just move away if they don't want to deal with you. So your thoughts can actually damage them. You're doing a psychic attack. Just like when somebody prays for you. Somebody prays for you, what happens? They're taking their emotional energy, and let's just say that for some reason you talk to somebody and they were telling you about their church, and you go, no, I don't want to go to your church. I don't really believe in that, okay, or whatever. We'll just say that. So this wonderful person, we'll just call them a Christian, goes back, and maybe they're a person that, you know, they have like a 500 congregation, right? 500 people. So now they say, no, we go into the store every day here to buy our coffee, and we know Jane, and Jane isn't a Christian or Muslim or whatever, you know, whatever's out there, and she's going to go to hell. We better all pray for her because she's going to be going to hell. She doesn't believe what we believe, and we believe what's right. Now you got 500 people taking their emotions, okay, thinking of you, that you're this awful bad person, that you need to be saved. They're taking a judgment of you, and they're now doing a psychic attack on you. And naturally, are these people connected to the alien in the church that's controlling the church, or many aliens? Are there aliens invested in people, or is there shapeshifters in those people that praying for that person? And so it's all psychic attack energy. That's the bottom line. Anybody thinks of you, they are giving you a psychic attack. That's why we have the energetic body clearings for the whole lifetime, and these are invisible to protect your body. So that's what happens. So now you want to talk to a plant. So you have a bad day. Maybe you just got through tripping and falling, your body's hurting. See this flower and you go, I want to talk to this flower. Well, are you going to be transmitting all your negative energy and your pain to that flower? No, you need to get yourself cleaned out. Do some clearings. That's what I'm talking about. Because these things are in a different realm. They're very fragile. And you need to become perfectly clear and centered and in the moment to do so. So if you want to talk to things and clean your body out enough so you're able to communicate, maybe in the now versus with the mind energy, because that mind energy can harm them. And, you know, I watch people, loggers cutting down trees, which kind of irritates me a little bit, but some may have to be taken down, but normally it's for profit. So do they ever ask the poor tree, I won't say poor tree, you know, to have the spirit leave the tree before they start to chop it away? I really doubt it, you know. And so, anyway, I won't get into that. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's true, and I think a lot of people give negative energy to trees, thinking that it's okay and the trees can handle it. But maybe that's not the case. It's a very good question, and it really brings up the importance of getting yourself cleared out so that you're not impacting the world around you and other life forms around you with psychic energy. And I know that, Ron, whenever you do clearings and whenever we go up to the light ship on the Saturday show or on the intensive calls, you always say flowers, trees, pets, gardens, and plants are also coming up. So I think if you are doing these calls and you're listening to the shows and Ron is clearing the energy from the plants and animals, that it will become a lot more peaceful for them, and maybe then a type of communication between you will be possible. Ron, I wonder if we should do maybe a sample. I know you do this at the expos a lot, the decloning for the plants. So maybe if we have a small plant, we could do a plant clearing for everybody.
Okay. Well, get a plant, everybody.
Have my plant here.
Okay, so if you don't have one in front of you, then look out your window. Maybe you'll see one that's out there, and it'll be the one that you're focusing on, one that you're looking at. So here we go. We'll make the plant real, and I want you to look at the plant now and compare its energy field, the glow that it has, the way it looks, compared to other plants around it, okay? And they should all look about the same because they're all cloned. And when we get done, I'll have to count to probably about 100 to do this. When we get done, then the plant itself will start to glow and it will stand out by itself, kind of like stepping forward out of the hologram. Then it'll have energy. So, and another thing is, as you do more clearings on yourself, get rid of the negativity, then you will probably start getting more of your gifts, if you want to use that, or knowledge that you're seeking, that's more in truth with who and what you are. Otherwise, you're going to be in the mind matrix. So if you're interested in talking to plants and things, then do clearings to get rid of the negativity, which is probably preventing you from not being able to do that. So here we go. Pick your plant, and we've seen the cloned replicas. Now, you may see it move, shimmer, shake at some point. Each time I'm counting, another alien race is in charge of that number. And then I hit the next number, and another alien race now is in charge of it. They have to actually make that plant over again and drop it into that timeline. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 40. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Should be starting to glow a little bit now and maybe changing colors. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Need a little more for some people. Some plants are out there a lot and being controlled a lot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 110. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 130. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 140. 1, 2, there we go, coming in. Okay, here we go. It's going to be real now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there. So you should see it completely different than what it was 5 minutes ago. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, Ron, that is really amazing, and thanks so much for doing that. And I was just sitting here thinking, as you were doing this clearing, this sample clearing for us, I have this plant that I think it's actually the baby of a plant that was given to my sister like over 15 years ago, and it's been growing ever since. So it was given to her, and then she gave me a leaf cutting, and I grew two plants from it. So it was like, probably had all this history from its previous owner and then from her, and then it was like kind of passed on to me, these plants, like these spider plants, they just keep growing and growing. So very interesting. And I wonder if we could get some reactions from people on the fast chat regarding this clearing that Ron has just done. And I was also thinking, Ron, I mean, wouldn't it be safe to say that if you want to communicate with life forms like plants and trees and animals, you would want to be as heart-centered as possible, correct? Because that would be light energy.
That is correct, yes. So you have to enter the realm of that particular plant or energy field. And remember, so I was saying, you can't come in judgment. because you could actually harm it. If it would allow you to come in judgment, then you could destroy it. So that's probably why they only have that energy available for certain people who are more heart-centered, more clear. There's movies that show people talking to divas and things, plant of nature spirits, we'll just call them. And when somebody comes who isn't that way, they disappear. So they only come around when you're kind of in the same resonance of that peace energy. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. So, you know, you can't force it. Remember, you cannot force this energy. You have to do the clearings in order to partake of the fruit. So back to you.
Okay. Very informative, Ron. And I hope that answers the question. It kind of is a really interesting question, and I think leads to a lot of clearings that we could do. And I have a testimonial here from someone who did they purchased the Prosperity Empowerment Clearing yesterday, and they said results shifted within 2 hours. Got a call from a contractor friend, and he shored up my part in some work he had. Then today, got some great material things thrown my way at a discounted price. Great healing. Thanks so much. Frequent flyer with Creation Lightship. So that's great. Thanks for writing in and letting us know. That was the Prosperity Empowerment Unlimited Clearing that this particular listener did. And it's always great to know that people are using the clearings to get results in their lives. So thanks so much. I think that is $50 for 6 weeks. I'm just going to double check that and put a link maybe into the fast chat, or maybe our moderator could do that if they get a minute. Because that is a really great clearing. The Prosperity Empowerment Clearing. It's actually, $50 for the unlimited. So I'll see if we can get a link to that, if anybody's interested or if anybody has done that clearing. So a couple of comments in the fast chat. People are saying, I'm looking at a tree and I see her aura now. My orange tree seems more buoyant, bouncing, and full of life. Someone's asking, do salads count? I guess if it's a living salad, like if you're eating a, hydroponic lettuce or something, maybe, I'm not sure. Ron, do you have anything to say about that?
I don't know. I would imagine that it would get life force brought
energy
into it.
Right.
To help you, because you can do that on the website with the object clearing. But it's you know, if it's been cut from those roots, then it's, you know, doesn't have a very long lifespan. So a little hard one to answer. I'm sure it would help. But, you know, we're looking at making something real that's living versus something that has, you know, been cut that's dying, okay? So, you know, that's what I do is, but it will work. I do that with roses. A lot of times at the booth that I'm at, they'll have roses on the table, and I'll make those real. In fact, if at one of the expos that I'm going to and you're listening, I do have a vase with roses there or some type of flowers. Definitely let me know, you know, during the expo to do that, and I'll do that for everybody. So, and there, you know, I don't have enough time to cover all that I need to at the expo, so I kind of cater each particular event for the people. And I do go by what's on the program guide, but sometimes I can't cover enough because of the short time that I'm there. I'm using time a lot here. Unfortunately, we live in time. Can't get away from it.
So yeah, that's...
Can't be out of time, though, so that's good. Either you're in or out. Oh, I like being out. So, back to you.
Yeah, that's true. It's it is nice to be out of time. and also off of timelines, or definitely off timelines that we don't want to be on. So a couple of comments about snow have come in through the email. And, oh, regarding the plants, someone wrote, my plant told me I should call her Lisa. And somebody else said, from Pennsylvania, East Coast, weather is okay doing the gray skies clearing. And somebody else wrote in about snow. And they wrote, I grew up with skiing in lovely snow in Upper Michigan. I clearly remember seeing the decorative patterns of each individual flake when I caught them landing on me. These flakes in the past few years are like blobs with no discernible pattern. Also, they are more puffs as opposed to the old kind, which were flat like a paper cutout snowflake. Very interesting. So I don't know if you have any comment about that, Ron.
Just you know, what we're dealing with here, you know.
Yeah.
I guess it's probably good that there's very little water content in it, because if there was, then you're getting fake water also, and that goes into the ground, and you drink that, and the food that you're eating, everything that you eat comes from the earth here, so... Whether you're a vegetarian or you eat meat, you know, the cows eat meat. I mean, the cows eat grass, and that comes from the ground, too. So, in a sense, you're vegetarian. And even though you're eating the meat, you're still, you know, ingesting something that needs water to grow with. So when the water gets contaminated, you have trouble.
Yes.
Oh, back to you.
Yes, that's true. And, the water really is so precious to us here. It really is a top priority. So, yeah, not sure what to say about that other than I agree with you, Ron. And someone else said on the fast chat that, yes, those roses at the New Life Expo really came to life when decloned. They look dead. Not when you decloned them. And someone else said, I didn't have a plant nor see a tree, so I had my seeds. I hope it works for that too. And can we listen to the archive, and will it work for us five times more?
Boy, probably not.
Okay, so it just works live for the plant decloning. Or plant clearing. And the thing, actually, you know, I didn't have any plants myself until I started listening to this show. And then I wanted to get one. And now I have two. So it's a good thing to have a little bit of greenery in your room, especially if you're in the city. It's always a nice thing to see. And especially when Ron does all these wonderful clearings for the flowers, trees, pets, gardens, and plants. So somebody else said on the fast chat, I did the gray skies, and earth protection timeline crash, too late to stop the storm. Oh, well, next time. I'm guessing this person is in or around New York City, because I think that's where they've been getting a lot of the weather.
Well, it's never too late. It's not that it's not going to go away 100%. So if you knew about it a week ago, you know, what you're doing is you're making it more than likely less than what it would be. Now, I can't guarantee it will just all of a sudden vanish by doing, you know, timeline crashes and, you know, the gray sky one. But it could help out a lot. So, you know, just do it. Don't think because it's already coming down on top of you that you don't have enough energy or whatever, you know, to do something. You can always get on the website and start those clearings, and that will definitely help because it works in the moment. And it connects with the timeline in the moment. Now, if for some reason, going to just kind of describing this here, so you're in the moment. So in the typical moment, unless they copy and paste thousands of timelines on you, probably shouldn't have anything going on that's negative. But as you start clearing out these timelines, which the aliens are bringing in, as they're getting mileage off of that and stealing energy and your spirit, soul energy and everything else, capturing people, then abducting people, then if you start clearing those away, you're going to have a harder time connecting to you and where you're living, along with maybe other people, maybe in your town. So it all depends how much energy is available by you doing the clearing and how many times you do it. So the energy that's doing the work will do it where you are. And as you keep doing it more and more and more, it'll start to radiate from your location. Remember, it works in the now, and you're in the now. Other people may not be in the now, but the energy can start taking away those effects just by you doing the clearing. So that's what you want to do. So don't ever think you're no hope because it's coming upon you. Just keep doing those clearings. And it may be much less than what it was or could have happened. So, if you're back east listening and you turn on the news and they start talking about this thing, and the worst thing is that sometimes they just have somebody up there who they copied and doing their copy and pasting. Maybe they had a news broadcast that somebody made, 4 hours ago. It's the same thing that they talked about 4 hours ago every 15 minutes. And that person is really causing everybody harm. Because they're connecting them to those timelines that are the same exact timeline here. So do the media clearing. Get on that one and start clearing yourself off of that. As soon as you connect to it and you turn your TV on to see what's going to be new, you're now connected to probably millions of people who have watched that, and you're now in that, same location on the timeline that they're on. You don't want to be in their car. You want to be traveling with them. So, get off of that. You don't want to be on that same bus. Get yourself out of that, because as soon as you listen to it, you're connected to it. Whether you believe it or not, you got hooked up. Remember, curiosity killed the cat. So, fortunately, there's not a better phrase than that, but back to you, Elizabeth.
That's true, Ron. And I was just thinking that is true for any clearing or healing that you offer. It's never too late to start, even if you're really in the soup. I mean, it's better to be proactive and do something rather than just say, oh, it's too late, my life's already been ruined. There is always a chance to start over, and there's always a chance to take action. And you might have to do maybe more clearings or healings than, you would have had to do maybe if you did them earlier, but it's really never too late. And that's the great thing about the clearings, is that you can immediately take control of your destination and start getting back your free will, free choice. That's kind of, what the Healing Highway is all about. And in doing this and sharing your stories and your self-empowerment with others, I think it in turn inspires them to be proactive and self-empowered. So it's really about you and your choices and the direction you choose to take. And our wonderful moderator has just put in links to the media clearing on the CLS chat. So if you're interested, check that out. And that's such a good point, Ron. I really hope everybody was listening to that, because I think that's very true, and it's very good good to hear that, especially when you're having a kind of a rough time in life. Excuse me. So somebody wrote in with a testimonial about the Sunday call, and they wrote, "The Sunday call was amazing. Ron continued removing blockages and worm gunk from inside heart, lungs, upper back, and shoulders. I feel freed up and relaxed, much less pain. Thank you, Ron."
Wonderful. Yeah, and I'll talk about a thing about doing timeline crashes and gray sky clearings. For the people, if you're not back east, this probably won't relate to you, but we had one person for sure, maybe more, that lived in New Jersey, and this is during Sandy. And the person was doing those two clearings a lot. And the person lives in Asbury Park, New Jersey. That was the only coastline that took the least amount of damage. Okay, so very interesting. So I'll just leave it at that. So, you know, even though this awful thing was there coming, this person did these timeline crashes and also gray sky clearings to get rid of this stuff, and that area, well, was not hit as bad as most of them. Everybody else around, it actually survived. So back to you.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting, and I'm glad, because there's a lot of historic buildings in Asbury Park, and it would have been a shame to lose them. So, I wonder if, I know I've done gray skies clearings, and I've just been amazed at how quickly, even if only for the duration when I have the clearing up, there's suddenly, you know, the clouds are break, and there's blue sky coming through, and you're kind of like going, wow. It's really effective clearing. And I know when I've been traveling, I've had other people do it for me by putting in my zip code. So that's another thing you can do if you know you're not going to be home to do it. It's very effective if you're having like a lot of bad weather in your town and you're not there, or the weather's keeping you from getting back there. So someone's asking, Ron, hi, is there any way to keep the worms from coming back? And I guess this is in regard to the healing call that you did yesterday.
There's no way I have control over what the aliens do.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it at that.
Okay. And I guess that's why it's so important to stay on top of that. Maybe do the alien attack, and also be really aware of what you're running into out there, because it's true. There's really no way to prevent these things from happening as much as we might try. Sometimes they just get in there. So the self-empowerment healings, the prices for that are $50 per month, and then you would add $50 for an unlimited clearing. So just to clarify there, I think we had a question about that earlier. And we have a couple more questions. And let's see. It's great to be back from the Beyondo. Oh, yeah, that's true. And, okay. So somebody's writing, Ron, it's interesting how there are so many names for gods and aliens and demons. These names are used to make people go outside of themselves. But 100% light doesn't have a name except light or source energy. When the light got created, could this be the true meaning of I am that I am? So when Ron says you are it, all you have is your spirit, then what Ron is saying is that the true name of my spirit is I am all that I am. Is this correct?
Well, I don't know, because the source energy doesn't have words. So I don't know how that was perceived, whoever, you know, made that statement or where it came from. Okay, I know, you know, there's books where that could be in, but you know, I would think, you know, possibly that could be a yes. But remember, source energy does not communicate in the now. And when it's in the now, no future and there's no past. So it could kind of indicate that everything is connected universally in the now. But, it just gets to be kind of more of a mental thing. And naturally, when you get into mental stuff, you can kind of go sideways a lot. But it's a good way to look at it, I think. I am that I am. I never use that term. Because in the now, there's no I am. Because I am would mean that you're something. In the now, everything is disconnected from thought. Back to you.
Yeah, that's true. I think sometimes that's hard for people to grasp, but there really wouldn't be any words if you're in the now and you're in the light. Okay, so someone's asking, invoking spirit teachers and guides, is this okay?
Why would you want to do that? I don't... I can't judge that. I would never do that, because you don't know what you're getting. Right away, you're going outside of yourself. So you don't want to go outside of yourself.
Yeah, okay, because I think a lot of the times people think they're doing something beneficial, and you don't really know what you're hooking up to. So I think that's the problem there. Like Ron said, you just want to go within. You don't want to go to different guides and spirit teachers, and things of that nature. Okay, so moving on, somebody wrote in and said, "Hi all, I have learned to run the mind looping clearings 24/7 as much as I can, because I realize that I have been taught to run things over and over in my mind to be sure I remember them. I've been taught to do this so well that it has become an automatic necessary thing that goes on in my mind for survival. I'm sorry, but I won't accept this anymore, as my heart can tell me what to do when it is time to do whatever needs to be done. It has taken me years of doing clearings to get to this point in this getting rid of density process. When I first noticed it, I didn't want to look at it because I didn't think I would be able to survive without this mind-looping thing. I didn't know why I couldn't stop myself from doing them, but I had to listen to my heart. Thank you so very, very much, Ron, for this tool. I do want to be real." That also, that's very good. And also, Ron, that sounds to me like it could even, this person or anybody could really, if they're having this experience, could really benefit from those education clearings that you have, because I think a lot of what we're taught and what we learn in school is this kind of like repetitive, like mind looping thing. I'm just wondering here. I'm just typing it into search to see if there's anything we could read about that. The education clearing, and then there's also that IQ clearing. Yeah, the education clearing says this relates to your connection with education from your whole life. Education can include many things, such as taking part in a violin lesson, a sports team, a high school, a university, etc. So any thoughts on that, Ron? Would that be a helpful clearing to do if you have been, like, running mind looping and maybe you need to do a little more?
Well, mind looping is good. Just get rid of those thoughts that you keep recycling.
Okay.
That's what it's kind of designed for, to help you out with that so you can become more centered. Otherwise, the more you think of something, the more it's going to put you onto a timeline. And you may not want to be on a timeline. So the whole thing is getting off of the timelines. Or you think about something, or the thoughts come to you, and automatically you're going to be connected to timelines that you may not want to be hooked up to. That's kind of the way I look at things. You want to be in the now. Or you're in the now, or you're going to be connected to your spirit, and that is your source energy. Never outside of yourself. Back to you.
Okay. Yeah. So mind looping seems like this listener is really on the right track with that. That's great. And I know it can sometimes be scary to let go of that, because then you kind of, when you do the clearings, you really do start changing your life. And then you kind of have to figure out another solution. So it can be a little scary, but I think, like, in reading this listener's testimonial, it really sounds like it's for the best. So, all right, moving on. The next question, it's actually okay, so this person went to an Awaken Wellness Expo in New York on Sunday, not knowing this was a psychic event. As soon as they entered, they felt zapped immediately. They left after a short time. And can you do a clearing for that? I guess, what clearing would you do for that? Psychic attack, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Do a clearing for, let's see, what do we have online for that? Any idea?
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe it's like I'm going to look at the emergency healings and see if anything comes up.
No, but maybe dark side practitioner, maybe the spell screen. You know, that may be what you may want to use there.
Yeah, dark side practitioner is probably the one. Psychic billboard, maybe?
Yeah, but if they got hooked up with something when they were there, then I don't want to look at that. To what do they get hooked up to, you know?
Yeah, so then I guess, Ron, yeah, there's like a few mind looping clearings. So I'm looking under mind clearings right now. That's where the dark side mind control, that's where that is. And, wow, this is a really powerful clearing. I'll just read a little about it. It's the dark side mind control transmissions, includes aliens and human practitioners. It's a whole lifetime clearing. And it says, after completing this healing for the first time, please make sure you repeat the entire healing 4 more times, because this healing deals with a lot of energy. Also, we strongly suggest that you sign up for the unlimited whole life clearing and do it every day. That is a lot of psychic energy to remove, especially if this person went to a location where a bunch of people had gathered that were practicing. Yeah, somebody else on the fast chat recommended dark side practitioner and auric field protection has psychic attack if they had that up when at the event, and alien attack channel via human is another possibility on alien attack page. These are great suggestions from our listeners. People are really tuned in and have really dealt with these problems before, so that's great. And as always, thank you guys for your input. So the three that were mentioned were auric field, dark side mind control. That's the one Ron mentioned, and some sections of the alien attack have methods for dealing with this kind of energy removal. Okay, so there's a question a little ways back on the fast chat, Ron, and we actually are coming to the end of our show, but maybe we have time for this last one. For the gray skies crash, what if you really need rain from rain clouds but just want to banish the ship clouds lurking in the rain clouds?
Specify that and put that onto what the clearing is.
Okay.
No time limit today.
Okay. Thank you. I think we're actually coming to the end of the show, Ron, and I just wanted to say there were a couple of announcements. If you are going to be in Los Angeles, Ron will be at the Conscious Life Expo on February 6th through the 9th. That's at the LAX Hilton. And in New York, at the New Life Expo, March 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and that is at the Hotel Pennsylvania. And hopefully you can make it to one of those. It's a great opportunity to really get the healings in person, feel the energy, and talk to Ron about any questions you might have. So, Ron, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, so let's do the Mind to Heart Drop. You should be doing yourself all the time. So here we go, Mind to Heart Drop. Sending your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. Here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So you should be heart-centered. Here we go, everybody. Thank you. And we will see you next BBS program, which is on Wednesday. Same station, Station 1. And we also have our call tomorrow, 5:30 Pacific, which deals with psychic cordings. We talked about that today. Everybody cords through psychic energetic cording. So that's what this show will be about, the conference call tomorrow to get rid of the energetic cords. So thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, everybody, for all your comments. We'll see you later.